This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Now, from Wichita's most listened to sports radio, 97.5 and 1240 KFH, this is Sports Daily with Jacob Albrock and Tommy Gester.
All right, welcome back in, everybody, for another hour of Sports Daily. Happy Hawaiian Shirt Wednesday to all of those who celebrate. We're getting you ready for July 4th, one more day until the July 4th holiday. Today, tomorrow, and then it is 4th of July. We will not have a show on Friday. I will have a show on the Infinity Sports Network Friday night from 9 p.m. to 1 a.m. coast to coast. So tune in if you're driving around after fireworks and headed home and want to chat. You can give us a call on and get you on the air nationally. So that'll be fun. Coming up in this hour, we have Shreya Salata, our KU insider, KU with some roster movement of significance last week. We'll get the latest on all of that. We will continue this Royals conversation. We'll talk about this Diamondbacks fan who is banned and some of the other headlines in the sports world. It's all What's on Tap, brought to you by Wichita Brewing Company. WBC celebrates the 4th with $4 beers from July 2nd through July 6th at all three brew pubs. A great idea for entertaining out-of-town visitors. Wichita Brewing Company, $4 beers, July 2nd through the 6th. So that'll take you today through Sunday. And I will tell you, Tommy, this weekend, as you know, we're sitting around, there is a better than 50-50 chance I end up at one of the three Wichita Brewing Companies having some pizza and one of those $4 beers. I love their pizza. Full disclosure, this is not part of the endorsement read. I think their pizza, when it's fresh and in the restaurant, that thin crust, it's my favorite in town. That's always our go-to to bring out of towners. We're like, well, let's go to the Wichita. You know, the vibe is cool. And I love their beer. So maybe that'll happen for me this weekend.
Yeah, they've got some super unique pizzas that you wouldn't typically expect and you wouldn't typically find anywhere else that are really good. And then I've been a Wooshock Wheat fan for a long, long time and a big time fan of their beer.
I like a lot of them. I'll usually try and sample around what they have. But like if there's another restaurant in town, because they put Wichita Brewing Company on tap a lot of places, and I see a Wooshock Wheat, my God, you know what? Let me get a Wooshock Wheat. So anyway, we appreciate their support of the program. That's What's on Tap today. Speaking of pizza, what is your style of preference? Chewy dough, soft dough, thick crust, thin crust. The reason I like Wichita Brewing Company, I like it thin and crispy if I can get it that way.
Yeah, I feel like I'm thicker the better as far really? As the crust is concerned. I don't dislike thin crust, but you're getting less pizza that way, and you're paying the same price. Like, you got to have the thick. Like you're getting kind of like, I don't know,
I've
screwed out of a little bit of. I feel shorted when I'm paying the same price for thin crust and it's less crust.
You need Sicilian then.
I like Sicilian pizza.
Or Chicago deep.
Yeah, I mean, that gets a little too...
A loaf of bread. Chicago deep dish isn't even pizza.
Yeah, that's a casserole.
Yeah, that's too much. But I'm going to go with, like, the hand-tossed or the pan. I like pan pizza. Like, the thicker the crust, the better.
Now, let me say this, too. I am of the belief, sort of like with barbecue, there is no bad pizza.
No.
Like, I've never eaten a piece of pizza and thought, ooh, gross.
Well, I mean, like, have you ever, I'm sure you had like the, I don't know, like the Tostino's or Totino's little microwavable. Those are not
fine.
It's cardboard. Like you're eating cardboard.
They're fine. Most of those are fine. Like the, you know, school pizza I love. Like, again, I've never had it and been like, ooh, like I'll always eat it. It's pizza. So I say that there is better pizza. I feel that way about barbecue too. Like you get a bunch of meat and lather it up in barbecue sauce, it's probably going to be fine every time. There is better barbecue, sure, but it's kind of a can't miss food for me. But yeah, I will thin and crispy where you get more of the toppings and less of the crust. That is my style, New York style.
So when you,
I like New York style, I like New York style. I'm good with that.
Thin and chewy at that point. But yeah, not, and I don't, again, I got pan pizza, good pan pizza is fine. It's not my preference.
When you were in New York watching the rats cross the street, did you go to a New York pizza place?
Absolutely. Yes. About three.
John's of Bleecker Street?
Yes. John's of Bleecker. I didn't think of the name of that.
I ordered that through Gold Belly. Oh my God.
Did you go to Sbarro and get you an authentic piece of New York pizza?
Davey gave that a 2.3.
There's nothing wrong. I am so glad you said John.
John's a Bleecker Street.
So we have some friends here that lived in New York, maybe listening right now. Shout out. That recommend, they lived in New York for a while and they were like, just trust me. It's because you know how recommendations go. And they're like, you got to, and we walked like 4 miles to get there. Cause they're like, why the hell not? Let's just walk.
It's in Greenwich Village.
It was unbelievable.
You can get it through Gold Belly. Three pizzas are like $100. Worth it.
Get it shipped?
Yep,
yeah, I don't know
overnight.
If I do that.
Oh.
But it really was. And we went in and it wasn't like, it's tiny. And it's not exotic at all. They're simple. Like there was, I don't even remember if there was pepperoni or what we had. But I was like, you get that. You're like, everybody says they have the best. And we had them like, that really was the best piece of pizza I've ever eaten in my life. I did not expect it to actually live up to the billing, and it did. Man, that place was good. It was so good. It was packed when we went, but yeah, it was wonderful. And the rats weren't out at that point. This was the daytime. The rats came out at night. When you're walking home from.
You ever seen the video of the New York City rats that like that? There was one that like he was carrying a piece of pizza with him, a full slice of pizza.
If you don't
and this
like
massive
rat,
oh, I hate it.
I would love to take you to the bar and then walk home at like 2 a.m. in New York.
No, thanks.
They're everywhere.
Yeah, no, thanks. I'll pass.
They just scurry around, though. They mind their own business. They're not messing with anything. I'm not super familiar with rats. Like mice out in the country were everywhere, but not rats. Like rats aren't a thing that I'm accustomed to. And they look gross. Like I'll give you that. A rat looks gross, but they are kind of cool. Like they're real smart and they leave you alone. They're just doing their own thing. Just, you know. Hey, you don't mind me. I won't mind you. This is my city. I was far more disturbed by the hot garbage on the sidewalks than I was the rats. I'll tell you that. Like the smell of the steaming hot garbage just sitting on the sidewalks was far more annoying to me than rats scurrying across the sidewalks all over the place at night. New York's a great city. I love New York.
None of that sounds appealing to me. I've only been to New York City I think once. I've only been there once, and I was only there for, I mean, maybe 48 hours. I had to go for work a long time ago, like 10 years ago.
I didn't
really do any sightseeing. I mean, a little bit out my car window. And that was enough for me. Like I was ready to go. I was ready to go.
You really should. My dad, who is Mr. Farmer, nothing's ever been better than the panhandle of Texas. I don't know. And I don't get why anybody, he went like not that long ago. And he was like, this was one of the coolest things I've ever done. There's not anything else like it. I don't think, but there's so much cool history and so many, and I think the people there are fantastic, by the way. I think the reputation is incorrect. I think everybody there's a lot of fun. And the food's incredible. Like, it's just everywhere. There's just great food and great bars everywhere. It's like it never ends. It's a little cramped, which I feel like you might not like. You know, you're in a closet. Like, hotel rooms are about the size of a closet. But it's a great place. Great pizza, too, as a quick aside. All right, real quick, Tommy. Michael Lorenzen last night. I feel like we're getting somewhere with Michael Lorenzen that's kind of interesting in his starts. Tell me if you feel this way. He's really good outside of like one stretch in every game. Like there'll be a stretch in every game where he'll be cruising. He'll have them pretty much shut down and then he'll give up six straight doubles in an inning. And I think it's because I think that's why he got the quick hook last night. His pitch count was not outrageous. It was at 89 and he got a quick hook because that was coming. Like that was the inning where it was sort of getting away from him. I think it's interesting because as his ERA will remain high, he's still going to give them a chance to win a lot of games. They just have to be able to get him out quickly when that sort of is unraveling on him. And that's why we had such a long bullpen game last night. I think that's kind of interesting to watch because every other pitcher in the rotation, maybe not Noah Cameron as much, but they'll kind of let him work through it. But we're to the point now with Lorenzen where it's got to be a quick hook because he'll give you the innings he's given you that are good. But man, when it goes away from him, it goes quick.
Yeah. And I think that really we've been able to pinpoint over the last few weeks or so when that stretch typically is. I mean, you're looking around the fifth inning, right? That's kind of when things start to go downhill for him. I think a lot of it is just the fact that Lorenzen doesn't overpower batters. He just doesn't. Like, that's not his game. He's not going to throw 102 miles an hour. And so because he doesn't overpower the hitters and because his stuff is overall good, it's not great, batters tend to be able to figure him out the third time through the lineup. And so I think that's kind of when we've seen things kind of fall apart for him a little bit. And so as long as you know that going in, as long as Matt Quatrero understands that every time he goes out to pitch, I'm okay with him having a short hook because leading up to the fifth inning, he was really good outside of one pitch to Randy Arozarena early in the game. He was pretty good until that fifth inning.
Yeah, he was. And that's the thing. Like, he's going to do that, right? He's done that consistently. But it's going to balloon his ERA because at the end of it, it'll be like, oh, he gave up three runs in five innings. But it's a little misleading with him. It's the only point I wanted to make. Like it's a little bit misleading. I'm glad he's in that rotation. I think he's doing exactly what the Royals signed him up to do. All right, let's take a quick break. We'll go around the sports world. Some of the other headlines when we return. We'll have Shreya Zlata later this hour. Thanks for being here, everybody. We'll be right back on the other side.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
When MLB talent takes the field, reactions get loud.
Aaron Judge with a blast.
Oh, my God!
Full scheme.
Struck him out with 102.
Laser beam.
Ohtani,
inevitable. Walk off, baby. This is the best.
Witness baseball greatness for yourself at the ballpark.
Yeah.
Baseball is something else.
Yes!
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The commercials are over.
Yo, I haven't got all day.
869-1240.
Time to get busy.
This is Sports Daily on KFH.
Just sit back, relax, enjoy the holiday week. Mail it in at work. Why not? Tommy already gave the green light to all his staff. Just mail it in. Rest of the way, starting today. No need to.
I need to be on the record saying I did not say that to my staff. In case any of my bosses are listening right now, I did not tell them that. I want to be very clear about that. Do not phone it in. We're not taking a 5-day vacation. I want to be very clear about that.
You can't see Tommy if you're not watching the video stream. He's winking right now. He's not. He's not Becky. He's not winking.
If I'm not on the show tomorrow, everybody will know why.
Tommy wants everybody to work hard. I'm the one giving you a hall pass to mail it in the rest of the week at work. Of course, I won't be doing that. I will be working very hard. If my bosses are listening as I'm in, we'll be just really hitting it hard this week as we get ready for the 4th of July on Friday. Glad to be here with you, everybody. By the way, speaking of kicking back and relaxing, the summer concert series is back at the Capitol Federal Amphitheater in Andover. Series returns on the 11th, so not this Friday with the holiday, but next Friday you'll have Jet City Live on stage. Gates open at 6:30. Show starts at 8. Enjoy free live music, food trucks, Friday night fun all summer long. You can find the full schedule of events at kfhradio.com. Couple comments here. Rick, great listener, great viewer of the show, I should say, comments on the timing of the 4th of July. He says next year it's on a Saturday is the worst. It'll be like a regular weekend for most people. I actually kind of like it on the Saturday. Not every job does this, and I understand that. So if you don't have a company that like celebrates the holiday on a day, because it'll get celebrated on the Friday, I think Saturdays are actually the best because you get the Friday of your like celebrated on. So you can go do whatever you want, and then the actual holiday on a Saturday, and then a day to recover from the holiday on a Sunday. I think Saturday is the best day for it. So I'll disagree with Rick a little bit on that. But if you don't get the company holiday on the Friday, then yeah, it totally sucks. Then you don't get a day off from work. But I guess if you don't get the Friday, Tommy, you're not getting paid for the day off anyway. So do you really want it off? I don't know. Another comment here from the Sports Heroics podcast. The Wind Surge, one of the most talented teams in all the minor leagues. Glad you brought that up, Sports Heroics podcast, because they are. And so this, if you don't know the Wind Surge have just started the second half of their season. So in the minor leagues now, there's first half and a second half. It's a nice thing that they've done because there's so many call-ups and stuff. I think it's a fair way to do it. Wind Surge right now are off to a 5-2 start in the second half. In the first series, they went 4-2 against the first half champion Springfield. Now they've started against Tulsa, another team that was 4-2. And they'll have a split series this week, by the way. So they'll play the first three games. That's another oddity of this week. Play the first three games in Tulsa, and then they come back here. Surge are at home on the 4th of July if you're looking for something to do. Another great fireworks show. But they'll be then back home on Friday, Saturday, Sunday. So when Surge are heating up, And it looks like they might be ready to make some noise here in the second half. Love playoff baseball and really hope, because we're going to get to the point where the Twins kind of suck. They're probably going to start taking some of the Surge players. So win all these games now while you can. Win Surge. And it is the time of year where those games are an absolute blast. So get out there and enjoy the Surge. But I'm glad he brought that up.
Well, and they've got, you know, Kalen Culpepper now playing for the team. And I think, you know, it's important to enjoy him while you can.
Jenkins is back.
In Wichita, yeah. I mean, you know, definitely enjoy that for sure, because, you know, a lot of folks got to appreciate him and his playing ability when he was at K-State. Now he's in Wichita and you know, making his path to the big leagues. So it's an exciting time to go out to the ballpark and watch the Wind Surge.
It is, and it's, you know, the weather is less of a factor more often now than before. Yeah, they're loaded, but we'll see if they stay loaded. Again, the best thing that could happen to the Wind Surge is probably that the Twins regulars all start performing a little bit, and they don't have to deal with all the call-ups and everything. Our viewer there goes on to say four of the Twins' top 10 prospects are in Wichita right now, which is cool. I mean, that doesn't happen all the time, so enjoy it while we've got it. And it's obviously translating to wins. They're up to a 5-2 start in the second half.
And by the way, if you're looking for, you know, some fun stuff to do firework wise, I know the Wind Surge playing in town on the 4th of July. Red, White, and Boom with the City of Wichita is going on. So there are going to be some pretty great fireworks shows all throughout, you know, the 4th of July weekend. And whether or not what part of town you're in, you'll be able to see the downtown ones from miles away.
Not me. I'll be right where you're sitting, Tommy, all by myself. Just, you know, I won't even be able to hear him in that dungeon, but that's okay. That's all right. I'll be hanging out with you as you drive home. As you're driving home, you know, from whatever your parties are, I'll be on until 1 a.m. So flip it on and hang out. Rick on the holiday says banks and credit unions won't close on the Friday before. Rick, the world's tiniest violin. Like I will never have sympathy for the lack of bank holidays. The banks invent holidays so they don't have to work. So I can't come up with much sympathy on the banks and credit unions not getting a company holiday. Is that too harsh? Like, I get annoyed at how often the bank is closed. It bugs me. I need, you know, it's a bank. Like, let's be open when the rest of the world is open. Like, why, they, you know, you don't get to, the post office is a government job. That doesn't surprise me. The government's going to, you know, take every holiday it can get, but the bank, that's not a government.
I mean, you know why, right? They want to be able to go and play golf. Like, that's why bank holidays are invented, so bankers can go play golf.
And so that we can make fun of bankers for never being at work, because that's the running, you know, stereotype and joke. No offense to any bankers out there. I'm jealous. I sincerely mean that. I'm very jealous.
Did you know, by the way, I worked at a bank when I was in high school. I thought I wanted to be a banker. I had a part-time job as a bank teller.
It's a good job. I love our bankers. Yeah, like they're fantastic.
In retrospect, like looking back on it, yeah, like I probably should have pursued that. But at the time, I'm 16 and I'm bored as hell. And I had to wear a tie to work and I'm 16. And yeah. I was not a fan at the time. And I realized, I'm like, yeah, this isn't what I want to do. Now, you know, 39-year-old me looking back on it, I'm like, I could use a little bit of boring in my life. I just kind of want to sit and wear a tie and not have to do anything. Like, that would be amazing.
The difference in a good teller or banker and a bad one, though, like shout out to all the great ones that we interact with through running a business now. It makes a massive difference. You know, for most people, I think a lot of the banking, they just do it on their phone now. But when you got to put boots on the ground and like rely on people, having good ones is worth gold.
So here's a quick anecdote. And this probably should have told me that my career in banking was not going to go very far. So it was a program through my high school in the Wichita area where you kind of talked, like you kind of figured out what you wanted to do. And then you went and got an internship and the school helped you connect with the business to do the internship. So like during school hours, you would go and you would shadow. And then I ended up getting a part-time job at that same bank later on. But my very first day of this unpaid internship, the school gets it all set up with the bank. I'm not going to say the name of the bank. It's still open here in Wichita. Gets it set up. I drive. It's probably a 20-minute drive from my high school to the bank. I'm really excited. I got my tie on. I got all of that. I pull into the parking lot. There are police cars in the parking lot. There's yellow police tape. The bank had gotten robbed about an hour before I showed up on my very first day. And I obviously couldn't go in. And so I turned around and I went back to school. And that probably should have been a sign to me that the banking career was not going to be something I would want to do.
Yeah. I love giving, we got some banker friends, mutual. I love giving them a hard time. To Rick's, boy, that's funny. That's a funny comment on banks and credit unions not closing. All this reminds me, I know you're a Seinfeld guy. He wanted to be a banker. That episode with Newman and Kramer, the making up the story in court. A banker. God, I love Newman. This is such a good character. All right, let's take a round. Did you see this Diamondbacks story? So the Diamondbacks have banned a fan from Chase Field for the rest of the season because of multiple offenses of interference in the outfield. I guess he's had about one a year for the last 4 years. And so they're banning him the rest of the year. They said he can come back next year if he behaves. Why? Like, if you don't want fans to try to catch the ball at a baseball game, which is a part of being a fan at a baseball game, put a barrier up or something that doesn't allow them to reach over. Or, like, don't ban this guy. He's a season ticket holder. Just tell him he doesn't get to sit on the edge of the outfield anymore. He has to move three rows back if he wants to keep coming to the game. Like, what are we doing?
Well,
that's so harsh.
It's funny because this particular fan, I think, kind of likes the notoriety. He went on a sports talk show like ours in Arizona, Arizona Sports 98.7, yesterday. He was on the air. The guy's name is Dave McCaskill, by the way. And he said that he's been ejected 3 times and reviewed it 9 or 10 times over the years. I think, likes it. I think he likes the notoriety. He went on the air to talk. He's proud of it.
Stop selling him tickets in the front row of the outfield then. Like, to move his season ticket. You don't have to ban a guy for catching a ball. It drives me crazy that it goes all the way back to Bartman or whatever. There is nothing more exciting for a kid than to bring their glove to the game to try to catch, like, trying to catch a ball in the outfield. That's like a part of the
fan
experience.
I'm going to tell you right now, like,
and
this
is too serious.
You know why the guy has had success in interfering in the game, and the reason why he's had success is he brings his glove to the game. And there's nothing that I hate more than grown men bringing a baseball glove to a game.
Yeah, that's I wouldn't do it. I mean, I wouldn't do it.
I think that's the biggest faux pas. If you are over the age of 12, you should not bring a baseball glove to a baseball game. You just shouldn't do it. Like, that's one of the unwritten rules, I believe, attending baseball games.
I could get on board with that. I don't want to cast stones on that because maybe that's just really exciting, or maybe they're there with their kid to help catch a ball for their kid.
Use your hands, or if you need to,
I agree.
Pull the hat off your head. If you need to have something, pull the hat off your head and use the hats. That's passable.
You catch that ball with your hands or your hat or whatever, like, you will it will be one of the coolest things, core memory.
Absolutely.
For a kid. Like, my dad caught a ball.
But you bring your glove, or like, I've seen guys, like, they've got a first baseman's mitt or they've got a catcher's mitt, so it's bigger, and they're reaching over other little kids to grab the ball with their glove. I'm not on board with that. If you're over the age of 12, you do not bring your glove to the game.
Okay. Listen, I'll entertain it. I'll entertain it. I won't judge if you want to do it. I would never do it. So
I'll absolutely judge you. Like, anybody who does that, you could be the nicest person. You could be Mother Teresa out there. But if you bring a glove to a baseball game and you're a grown man, not a fan of you. I will judge you all day.
What about a guy in a Hawaiian with his glove that looks over at you and says, "Hey, Tommy, love you. Hey, big guy, love you on the radio."
Oh, punch him right in the nose. Punch him right in the nose.
His head would explode.
It would. And he's got like 3 different food items mixed together on his plate. That would just be the icing on the cake.
He took his nachos and he's dipping his hot dog in his nachos. Blah. Yeah.
That's the quickest way to ruin the baseball experience.
Yeah.
Ugh. Yeah.
I feel like you're making fun of my idiosyncrasies. Are you making fun of those a little bit?
I am quite a bit. Yeah, okay. I am for sure. I was going to ask, like, well, how do you feel about grown men in jerseys?
Depends on the jersey. I've got a whole list of rules on that. It depends on the kind of jersey.
Yeah. I definitely poking fun. Anyway,
does that jersey, does it have the fans' own name on the back? Like, did they get their own name embroidered on the back? Because I'm not a fan of that. Like that to me, I can't do that.
I'm not either. I actually have one of those. My girlfriend in college got it for me.
With your own name on the back?
Throw it away. Yeah, it has my name.
Does it say Mickey Blaze on the back?
No, that would be way cooler.
Yeah.
It'd be way cooler. It just has my last name on it, and it was a sweet gift from a girl.
You wear it? Like, you wear it to games?
No. I don't think I ever wore it to a game.
Did she wear it?
No, I mean, maybe if I went with her. Maybe if I went with her and I had to.
Did she wear it?
I think it's one thing to, like, you received it as a gift. Like, I'm not going to fault you for that. Like, it wasn't like you went out and you got your own name embroidered on the back of a jersey.
I'm a big jersey fan, like the t-shirt jerseys. That's a little more my speed. I don't want to wear a jersey because it's usually damn hot and uncomfortable. Question on the YouTube stream: what's the take on people wearing basketball jerseys to a football game? I guess I haven't thought about that. Doesn't really bother me.
I mean, I've I've got a list of rules about basketball jerseys also, like the way that you wear a basketball jersey. I mean, I feel like if you are above, I don't know, if you're above the age of 25, a basketball jersey without anything underneath it, that's just a faux pas in general. Like, rock a t-shirt underneath your basketball jersey.
What if you got the guns to pull it off?
Yeah, I mean, I feel like if you're in a frat, if you're in college and you're in a
now
frat.
Now, hang on a minute, because you just yesterday sent a tank top that you were very proud of. You're not wearing a t-shirt under that tank top.
Yeah, it's not a basketball jersey. It's not a mesh basketball jersey.
But it's the same shape.
Same shape, but it's not a mesh basketball jersey.
But why can you wear that with nothing underneath it but not a jersey?
Because it's the 4th of July and it's all about America. I'm not wearing it to a game. Like, I'm not wearing it in public.
You should.
I'm not wearing it to work.
That you should definitely do.
No, I
should. Wear it on a Hawaiian shirt. Wear it next Hawaiian shirt Wednesday. That's what you should do. We should have a tank top day.
Yeah, that's okay. I'll pass.
The only time I wear a tank top, and it's partly to embarrass my wife real bad, but it's when I mow the yard. So when I mow the yard, I go tank top and I take and this is straight out of the Mickey Blaze days. I take a bandana.
Yeah. And I wrap it around your head.
Because I sweat like a pig.
Yeah.
And that is the best sweat absorber that exists on planet Earth. And so I'm out in a tank top and a bandana. And my wife is like, people are going to think you're in a gang. And I'm like, I don't think anybody's going to think I'm in a gang. I think we're safe.
I think you're okay. I mean, they take one look at you and they know you're not in a gang.
I think we'll be okay. Yeah. But now I just do it to mess with her. Yeah. Like, I do it to embarrass her.
Can I tell you, before we go to break, my biggest jersey faux pas, and this is kind of, it goes with any sport. We're talking baseball, football, basketball.
More than tucking it in. This would be more than tucking in.
Tucking it in is pretty bad. But I would say the biggest faux pas for me is wearing the jersey of a player that no longer plays for your team to a game. And if that player is still playing, like, it's one thing if they're retired, right? Like, if they're done and
if they get
traded or they sign with another team the next year and you're still wearing their jersey, I don't care what sport it is, get a new jersey. And so, honestly, I will only, if I'm going to get a name on the back of my jersey that I've got, it's got to be a guy that doesn't, like, is retired, like long gone, like a legend or whatever, because I'm not going, I have a Bobby Witt Jr. shirt with his name on the back. It's like a jersey, but the only reason I got that was because he signed a 10-year deal with the team, and I knew I was going to be safe for a while with him on the team. But if you get a jersey from somebody and they leave the team and they're playing for another team, you can't wear that jersey anymore. I don't care what sport it is. That's my biggest faux pas.
Even if the player was traded against their will?
100%. Doesn't matter. They're not on the team anymore.
I will allow it, except jerseys are effing expensive. And so for a lot of people,
your safest bet is to just not have anything on the back at all. Or I guess,
If you're going to get it, get the t-shirt with the last name.
Exactly.
Or an unnamed. Yes. I think that's not a bad strategy. I think that's a pretty good strategy. Went off the rails there. Don't kick the guy out of the baseball game for catching a fly ball. Move his seat. It's a baseball game. You're supposed to catch balls that come out. I hate that. I hate that thing about baseball. Like, people get so mad about interference. Like, go stand out there and tell me you're not going to reach out and try and catch that ball. 869-1240.
Don't bring your glove to a game. Everything is fine.
Well, whether he's catching it with his hands or a glove.
And now, digging deeper with the teams you follow, it's another Sports Daily Insider interview on KFH.
On a Hawaiian shirt Wednesday. Glad to be with you. Shreya's forgot again. It is a Hawaiian shirt Wednesday. We do need to get some fashion items off our chest. We went off the rails in the last segment, Trius.
Mm-hmm.
Tommy gets a little judgy about things, and apparently a jersey attire is one of these things. So we're going to fire a couple, because you're a much younger generation, much more hip than the two of us. I'm not going to tell you one way or the other where we came down on this. How do you feel about jerseys with a person's last name on them?
Like your own last name that you put on the jersey.
Own last name on it.
I think it's a little tacky, but who am I to judge?
No, Tommy will judge enough for all.
Yeah, I'll judge them for the both of us, Shreyas.
Give us your thoughts on this.
Yeah.
Okay. If you were to wear a basketball jersey, do you wear basketball jerseys? I feel like I've seen you in a basketball jersey.
Yeah, I do wear basketball jerseys. I just don't wear college basketball jerseys.
Okay. If you're wearing your basketball jersey, do you have a shirt on underneath your basketball jersey, or are you letting the guns out?
I'm letting the guns out. I started working out a couple of years ago just so I could wear basketball jerseys. I'm very anti wearing a shirt underneath your basketball jersey.
There's a little bit of a caveat there. How old are you?
I'm 27.
Okay. So the age that I threw out there was 25, but 27, there's a little bit of a gray area there. Let's just say 30.
You don't have to back down. If you're
approaching 40, let's just say, like, if you're my age or what, wear a t-shirt under your basketball jersey. Like,
oh.
I don't want to see a 60-year-old man rocking a basketball jersey with nothing underneath it.
But if a 60-year-old man is jacked, who are we to stop him from showing out what he's working out? I'm a pro believer in, if you want to wear a basketball jersey, if you're skinny or if you're out of shape, better get in shape at least to show off the guns. You know, that's my belief. In college, when people would wear hoodies or like shirts underneath, it would piss me off. I'm like, bro, you're in college. You can wear a basketball jersey. This is the only time that you can do it without people looking at you weird, you know, on the street or something like that. That was always my belief.
Yeah, no, I'm with you. I just let it all hang out. Like, whatever. Did we cover them all? I think that was all.
Well, the biggest one I want to get your thought on before we actually talk to you about why you're here. So let's say that you're wearing a jersey. It could be any sport. Doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Baseball, football, basketball, whatever. Wearing a jersey that has a player on the back that no longer plays for the team. I'm not talking about like they've retired, like they're still actively playing, but they've been traded away. They've signed with them. They're not on your team anymore. Is it okay to still wear their jersey?
I think it depends on who the player is and how long they've been playing. Tomorrow, for example, Patrick Mahomes goes and signs a contract with some team in Texas after 15 years with the Chiefs. I don't think anyone's going to look at you sideways. Like, if I wore a Brady jersey, big Patriots fan, when Brady was winning Super Bowl with the Buccaneers, I wouldn't be mad about it because Brady's that big of a Patriots legend. Nobody's going to remember him as Tampa Bay Brady. They're going to remember him as Tom Brady, New England Patriot. Oh, and he also won a Super Bowl with this thing. I think it depends on the player and how long they've been there. That's how I always thought.
Yeah, it'd be okay. LeBron James right now in a Cavs jersey. Wearing a LeBron James Cavs jersey. Any problem with that?
No, I don't think so. I mean, he's a Cleveland legend. People are going to wear it. It's not like it ended badly now. You know,
there got to be outliers on that for rule, sure. Tommy, because there is nothing wrong with wearing a LeBron James Cavs jersey if you're from Cleveland.
I mean, I feel like the caveat to that is probably a LeBron Miami jersey is not going to fly. Like, I can understand LeBron Cleveland because he's from there. Two different stints there. I'm not sure I'd be rocking a LeBron Miami jersey right now.
Yeah, that's fair. That's fair. I think LeBron Miami jerseys look better than LeBron Cleveland jerseys, aesthetically, fashion wise. Only.
I mean, Lakers jerseys are disgusting. So
they are.
Get out of here, Lakers jersey. Okay, Trius. It was an active week for KU. It was a predictive week on in a lot of ways for you, but they went and they clearly had some goals that they finally went out and they met last week. I think two of them. They found a shooting guard and they found a big one.
Yeah.
Did any of that, like, are they done, do you think, or is this it?
I think they're done. Right now the roster is kind of a weird roster crunch with all the walk-on situation and, you know, figuring out – like Jaden Nickens, for example, the two-way player, the guy who plays football and basketball, he's not even on the roster. So right now there's two spots left. If they add him, that's one spot left. My thought process is they'll probably just convert a couple of walk-ons to roster spots and call it a day. Maybe they bring in a development guy late, but I'd be a little surprised. I feel like they don't have a ton of playing time for anybody. And then the guy they bring on development wise is probably going to be somebody who was a walk-on that was stood out last year, or a guy like Jaden Nickens. I think, you know, they've done a tremendous job in filling a lot of holes. I mean, still got some question marks, but, you know, at least I feel a lot better about the team than I did 2 weeks ago.
What kind of impact do you think that a guy like Cole Rosario can play right away with this team? Is he somebody that's going to get a bunch of run on this squad? I mean, I know he's a shooter, but he's also pretty young, right? He's reclassifying to the 2025 class to be able to play for the Jayhawks this season. Do you think that he can be an impact player right away?
I think he can be a guy that can play maybe 10, 15 minutes a game. You know, maybe he's not playing real minutes, but I think he could find a role on this team because they need his shooting, I think, a little bit. He's also super athletic. I don't know how good his defense is going to look at the next level. That's going to be a big question to ask. And, you know, just trying to figure out what they're looking for in these different line combinations, because they have a lot of guys now that theoretically could be bench guys or starters, depending on how they play out. And now Cole just makes them more deeper. I think they need it. And they have basically got a wing. He plays guard and wing. They needed a wing. They got a wing. And they got shooting a little bit, which I think they needed. I don't know how much they're going to play, but if his shooting is for real, I have a feeling he'll play more minutes than anticipated.
Shreyas, I want to ask you about the expectations then for this year. For a long time, KU wasn't necessarily at the top. I mean, they were always ranked relatively high because of Peterson. Mm-hmm. But this group coming in is not going to be the preseason number one team in the country this year. That's not going to happen. So what should we expect of this team? Is it unfair to say we feel like this team should win the Big 12? I think that probably is still a little lofty. But what, top 15 type team at this point to start the year? And I think it and also how much different is that than where they could end the year?
I mean, I definitely think so. My expectation for this team is if they're not getting out of first weekend, as long as Peterson and the vast majority of people are healthy, I'd be a little disappointed if I was a KU fan. I think they are a top 10 in the country roster at the moment. The big question mark is, and I'll continue to question, is shooting. I ran into a big Jayhawk fan a couple days ago, or yesterday at the airport, talking about KU, and I've known him for, I think he's on Jayhawk Takeover. No, not Takeover. I forgot his name, this thing. But I follow him on Twitter. He's been around for years. And that's the one thing we were talking about. Is like, I have no idea who can shoot on this team besides Jaden Dawson. And then a bunch of question marks of like, okay, well, they shot well in high school, but does that translate to college? So I feel confident that this team is much better. Like, they're going to be defensively, I think they're going to be really good. And athleticism-wise, they're much better than the last couple of years. My worry is how good is the shooting? But I think if Darren Peterson is the star that we think he is, he's going to create a lot of space for guys on the perimeter to just take open shots.
You know, you mentioned, Shreyas, a few minutes ago that you feel better overall about the roster construction than you did a couple of weeks ago, which I totally agree with. At least they've got bodies to fill the roles.
Yes.
But clearly there are still some question marks about just the unknowns with this team outside of Flory Badunga. And we saw, small action in the past couple of years from guys like El Marco Jackson and Jamari McDowell. Really, it's completely unknown and how the newcomers, how they will all fit together. What do you think as we are moving into getting closer and closer to this season, what is still the biggest question mark with this roster?
what are you getting out of guys they brought in transfer-wise? And are you getting anything out of El Marco or Jamari? Like, we have no idea what El Marco Jamari look like after a year removed of sitting on the bench and practicing with the team but not playing. Like, I feel confident that Melvin Council Jr. and Jaden Dawson will be good players. I don't know how good players they'll be on both sides of the ball. Like, maybe one of them can shoot, maybe the other can't shoot. Like, we have no idea. I feel confident that Trey White's going to be a good addition to this team, but I felt confident that, you know, more than two out of the five roster transfers last year would be good, but that didn't end up being the case, right? So I just – there's a lot of question marks. I feel confident that the guys they've brought in, they've done a good job of surrounding Peterson with, but, you know, Elmarco Jamari, I feel like one of them should take the leap this year. Everyone's talked about the famed Bill Self third-year leap. I know technically they didn't play last year, but – I feel like if one of them takes a leap, that's huge.
Maybe they both can.
Yeah.
Trius, we've got Big 12 media days coming here. So are you devastated that you don't get to vote in make a media preseason poll?
Like, I don't know if this is sacrilegious to say, but I never vote on those things. I don't trust my ability to talk about talent that I don't watch. And I feel like I'd be just guessing. And I always admire the people that do, but I purposely never vote on those things.
Even the people that do, it is so chaotic now with the portal. Like, what do you think of West Virginia's class? I mean, what? We can't keep up with our own teams that we're trying to follow. It's insanity. I thought that was funny. And there would be some hand wringing. That's what we'll hit on a lot of that next week, Shreyas. And kind of get into football a little bit. Definitely wanted to get your take on the basketball additions. Definitely wanted to get a young hip dude's take on Jersey, you know,
rules. Yeah.
And we've got some of those comments as well. Find Shreyas on social at SHRE98. Of course, follow Shreyas' work at the KC Star, beat reporter for men's basketball and football at KU. Shreyas, we appreciate it.
Thanks for having me, guys.
There goes Shreyas Lott. A couple comments on that. We go to Chris, who says first the reason this all got brought up with the guy bringing a glove. He said that dude probably has spray charts and scouting reports. He calls it pathetic.
Probably does.
Chris also says aloha, bros, which I appreciate, Chris. Hope you're rocking your Hawaiian. One of the great Hawaiian Shirt Wednesday supporters, Chris is. And then he said that his son has a Benintendi jersey. Not sure that's going to make the cut anymore.
I'm not a fan of that. I'm sorry. Like, I'm sure that
he's saying he can't bring it out. He's green.
I know. Like, I it's unfortunate. Probably dropped good money on a Benintendi Royals jersey. You can't wear it anymore. I'm sorry.
All right, that'll do it for a Hawaiian Shirt Wednesday here on Sports Daily with Tommy. We got a lot accomplished today. I will go rethink my fashion strategy based on what you've told us today.
You should.
And I'll make some adjustments. You know, between you and my wife, you guys could just make me a list of what's allowed and what's not allowed. That would be great. Max and I will continue to celebrate on Wednesdays. Tommy, we got one more day, right? And no show Friday.
Correct. Yeah, we'll be back on tomorrow morning getting you ready for the 4th of July.
Tim Fitzgerald will be in tomorrow. We'll see if the Royals can at least split the series tonight. If they can get a win, you'll hear it right here on KFH pregame 8:30. We'll see you tomorrow.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream.
Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.